Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos Daf Nun Beis. We learned in the Mishnah, Asa Maimer Ubal Harezu Kemitzvasa. If he first did Maimer and then he was Boil her, then he did it the way that you're supposed to. The Gemara says, Lemem Seyelelur of Huna. Let's say that that's a riot to Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna mitzvahs yevama mekadish v'achach boil. Rav Huna says that that's the way you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to first be mekadish her with maimer, and then afterwards be boil her. The Gemara says there's no riot to Rav Huna because you could learn the Mishnah ema afze kemitzvosa. That really a person l'chatchila could just go and be boil her. If he chooses to do maimer first, that's also considered kemitzvosa, but not to the exclusion of doing bia without maimer. Asks the Gemara Pshita, of course. Why would I think that if a person first does Maimer, that that's not Kimitzvasa? The Gemara answers, Salkadai Tachamina, given the Amar Mar, Ha'isir Maimer Be'evintai Parcha Heimenu Zikas Yevamin. Since we have a Memra earlier in Daf Chav Tesma Beis, that the moment you do Maimer, even before Bia, that gets rid of the Zika because you were kindness this woman, and it's Chala Allah Zikas Erisim Nesuin. She's like a regular woman that a person went and married. Say, Eim Allah Mitzvah Kavit. I would say once you were kindness her, now the subsequent Maisa Bia is not really a Maisa of Mitzvah Yibum. Because part of the definition of the mitzvah yibam is being kainasur ayidei, the maisa bia. If the zikas yibam goes away because once you were kainasur, the zika is no longer there, and she's already like a regular wife, so then the maisa bia that you do is not called mitzvah yibam. So Kamash Malan, the Mishnah is telling me that even so, when you do maimer first and then bia, that's also kimitzvasa. Now, first of all, you see from this Gemara a raya to the yisoid that the achrayim, Rabbi Achber and the Birkei Shmuel and the Rei Moshe, establish concerning the mitzvah yibum. Because if there could be a havamina, that once you did maimer, you got rid of the zikas yibum, and therefore, afterwards, when you do a maisa bia, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah at all, then you see clearly that the mitzvah yibum is not a mitzvah to do a maisa bia, rather to be koinesser al yidei the maisa bia. And since Maimer accomplished being koinesser, there is no longer a mitzvah in the bia. Baruch Ber proves this yisoid from the Gemara in the end of Perek El Dvarim in Psachim. Over there, in Daf Ayin Beis Mabeis, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ishtei Nida Baal Chayev, a person who's boil his wife when she's a Nida is Chayev, Yevimtei Nida Baal Potter. If a person's boil is Yevama while she's a Nida, then he's Potter. And the reason over there in the Sugya is because since he did a mitzvah, so there's a special Ptur, like the Gemara explains over there, while you're being Oisik in a mitzvah, he's Tarid, Tarid the mitzvah, it's not possible to be Mechayiv him. It's part of the Ptur of Misasik. Asks Rebarach Ber, why do we say that he's Mekayim a mitzvah? That should be considered a mitzvah above Avera. He was Mekayim his mitzvah of Yibam, Al Yidein Avera being Boil on Nida. Answers Rebarach Ber that the din of mitzvah above Avera is only where the Avera is in the Ikara mitzvah, which means that the Maisa of Yibam, the Maisa Bia that a person does, is not the Ikara mitzvah. The Ikara mitzvah is like we just learned to be Koinesser, Al Yidei the Maisa Bia. And when do we say a mitzvah above Avera is not considered a mitzvah? If there would be Avera with the Etzema mitzvah, like being Koinesser would be considered an Avera. And either there's no Isser to be Koinesser, it's just an Isser to do the Maisa Bia. And since the mitzvah is in being Koinesser, and the Avera is in the Maisa Bia, it's not considered a mitzvah above Avera. And that's because if the Avera is only in the Hechatimtza to get you to the mitzvah, we don't say mitzvah above Avera. When a person is Mekayim, a mitzvah al Yudein Avera, there's an Avera in the actual Kiyama mitzvah, that's called mitzvah above Avera. But when the actual Kiyama mitzvah, and there is no Avera, being Koinesser is not considered an Avera. The Avera lies only in getting there, in the Maisa which brings you to the being Koinesser, then we don't say the Klal of mitzvah above Avera. So our sugya would seem to be a raya to that Yisoid of Rebarach Ber. Because we just learned that Al Yidei, that you got rid of the Zikas Yibam, because you were Koinesser with Maimer, there no longer is a mitzvah in the Maisa Bia. Must be that the mitzvah is the being Koinesser. Now, all this would make sense if the assumption that we were to make is that Maimer is koiner on a Dairaisa level. We know that that's the Shita of Beis Shammai and of Chav Tesma Beis, that Maimer is koiner kinyan gomer min haTorah. So according to Beis Shammai, we can understand that as soon as a person does Maimer, he's koiner min haTorah, and then even on a Dairaisa level, it's Paka Zikas Yibam. There's no longer a Zikas Yibam. However, asks Aruch Lener, the halach is not like Beis Shammai. And according to Beis Hillel, Maimer is only koiner kinyan midrabana. So how can we say that it's mafkia the zikas yibum? Midai writes that there still is a zikas yibum. Answers the Aruch Lanern that there would have been a makom to say that just like according to Beis Shammai, Maimer is koina, a kinyum and a toiren is mafkia the zikas yibum midai raisa, we would say that according to Beis Hillel, Maimer is koina midrabanan and mafkia the zika midrabanan. However, the Lashon of Ema Lav Mitzvah Ka'avid is very strange according to what he's saying. Because you're doing a mitzvah, you're just doing a mitzvah that's only a mitzvah d'oraisa. As far as the Rabbanan Takan is concerned, it's as if there's no Zika and therefore there's no mitzvah. From the Lashon, it would sound like the Rabbanan, through their Takana, have control over whether there is a mitzvah on a d'oraisa level. Take a look at the Rabbeinu Yoina in the beginning of Brachis in the Sugya about the Zman Kriyashma with his Machloikis. Whether the Zman Kriyashma Shal Arvis is until Chatzois or until Alois HaShachar, and over there it's Mavur, that according to the Rabbanan, who are Misakin, that even though on the Raisa you're allowed to lane until Alois HaShachar, they were Misakin that you can't lane after Chatzois, they say you're not Yotzi, you're Mitzvah if you lane after Chatzois. Take a look also in Sukkah Daf Gimel, where the Gemara discusses the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Chav Chesamid Aleph that says that Mishayah Roshe Verubay V'Sukkah V'Shulchan B'Sech Abayis, somebody who was sitting with his head and roiv of his body in the Sukkah, but the Shulch was in the house, we make a gzeira that he shouldn't sit that way, according to Beis Shammai, because we're worried that he will be Nimshach Achar Shulchan, he'll end up going into the house. And the Mishnah records that Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai that there was a story that the Ziknei Beis Shammai and the Ziknei Beis Hillel went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Acheranis, and they found him, and he was sitting with Yeroshe Verubay B'Sukkah V'Shulchan B'Sech Abayis, and they didn't say anything to him. Beis Shammai answers back, Misham Raya, Af Heim Amruloi, Imkeno Yisa Noyeg Le Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. If that's the way you were always noyig, then you were never mekayim mitzvah sukkah because you're not yoitzer mitzvah sukkah when the shulchan is b'sich habayis. And the question is, how could you say that because you were over on the gzeira lefi Beis Shammai that they told you not to sit with your shulchan b'sich habayis? How could you say that you weren't mekayim mitzvah sukkah miyamecha? It would seem from there as well that it's possible through a takanas chazal that chazal could keveya that the person hasn't been yoitzer his mitzvah. Take a look at the Rishonim over there on Daf Gimel in Sukkah. This is also something that they discuss over there that has to do with the Gemara in Brachis that says, Asa kedivri Beis Shammai loy asa v'loy klum. The Gemara continues, Gufa Amar Rav Huna, Mitzvahs Yevamin Mekadesh V'achikach Boil. The Mitzvahs Yevamin is to be Mekadesh her, like we said, and then afterwards we boil her. Ve'im Baal V'asa Maimer. What happens if he first was boil her, then he did Maimer, then Kana? Says the Gemara, in Baal V'asa Maimer Pshita. Of course, he's Kana her, and there's no reason to say that when he does the Maimer after the Bia, that he's not Kana her. Do'akanya b'biyah, already was kiner with biyah. Tosfos points out that the Gemara is not saying that it's pashit, that biyah itself is kiner, and you don't need the mimer, because then the next teretz of the Gemara wouldn't work out. The Gemara says, ela ema imbal b'loy mimer kana. The Gemara changes it from saying imbal v'asa mimer, that he's kiner, to imbal b'loy mimer kana. Now, if the question pshita was that it's pashit, that bila without maimer works, then the Gemara didn't answer anything. Then there's still pshita when you say imbal b'loy maimer kana. Obviously, says Tosfos, the kasha pshita was, the Gemara understood that from the fact that we said imbal v'asa maimer, your kaina, we were trying to say that the maimer doesn't affect it negatively. After you did the bila, the maimer doesn't ruin it. And then the Gemara says, but that's pashit. Why should I think that the mimer would ruin it once you already were kainer with bia? If you say that bia itself is kainer, there's no reason to assume that the mimer is going to ruin that. And that's why the Gemara ends up saying, that the main point is that if you were boiler without mimer, then you're kainer. Asks the Gemara of Tanya Loike, the Braisa says that a person who's boiled without mimer gets malchus, and the Gemara answers, makas mardus midrabonan. Now Rashi understands, Vatanya Loike, that the Gemara understood that if you're getting Malkus, that's because you did an Isser Daraisa. And the only way to understand that you'd be getting Malkus on a Daraisa is if we were to assume that the person is being over the Isser of Eishes Ach Shaloi B'Mokka Mitzvah, which means that if the person did not do Mimer, the Gemara at this point understands that he's not being Mekayim the Mitzvah by doing Be'ilo by itself. And this, of course, is very strange, because as we mentioned earlier, we know that we don't pass him like Beis Shammai that Maimer is Daraisa, so Maimer is only a Din D'Rabbanan. So how would be conceivable that you would get Malkus if at least you were Mekayim the Mitzvah on a Deraisa level? And that's why many Rishonim argue on Rashi, including Tosfos. Tosfos over here in Devar Maskil and Baal explained the Gemara's Kashava, Tanya Loike, that the Gemara knew. Yoda Shaper de Midrabbanan Loike, that the Malkus is Drabbanan, you're not getting Malkus Midaraisa. El the Salka Daitan the Loike Midrabbanan, the Havamin is that you'll be getting Malkus Midrabbanan. Mishim Dasa Uhu Chachamim Kipagea Beishes Ach Shaloba Malka Mitzvah. And therefore says Tosfos Midrabbanan like Kanila Belay Mimer. The Gemara's Teretz is that it's Malkus Mardus Midrabbanan only because of Pritzusa. However, Rashi is not learning this way. Rashi is understanding that it would be a Din Dairaisa. So again, you have to say that this Havamina holds the way we were explaining before, that it's possible for the Rabbanan with their dinim to manipulate whether on a Dairaisa level you're Mekayim your mitzvah or not. However, other Rishonim explain Rashi's position differently. They learn that even though the Gemara in this Kasha understood that Maimer is not Koinim in a Torah, we don't pass like Beis Shammai. And if a person does Maimer, it's not possible to just divorce her with a get without doing Chalitza. The Zikas Yibim is still around. However, it's still possible that it's Aser Medaraisa to do Be'ila without Maimer. In other words, there are two independent issues. Even if you hold, like Beis Hillel, that Maimer is not Koine Kinyan Gomer Medaraisa, it's still possible that Maimer is operative on a Daraisa level. It's not Koine Kinyan Gomer such that the person can divorce her now without doing Chalitza. The Zikas Yibim still remains, but it's still operative on a Daraisa level, which means that you have to do Maimer before you do the Be'ila. Now, the Gemara's Teretz is that the Malkus that we're talking about is Makas Mardus Midrabbana. Makas Mardus means the special Malkus, the Chazal were Misaken, for a person who's Oiver on their Takonis. The Lashon Mardus, of course, means that he was Moirid. He's being Moirid, rebelling against the Chachamim. What exactly Makas Mardus is on a practical level is Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi, in Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, explains that Makas Mardus is not 40 lashes like regular Malkus. It's just a din that Bezin is mitzuvin lahakoisoi. They have to warn him, bimachnea him, make sure that he listens to Chazal, and in order that he shouldn't become ragil bekach. And since the purpose is that he shouldn't be ragil bekach, there's no set shear. Then you just have to ensure that he's mekabel on himself to be parish benachet. So in our case, the person would just have to be mekabel on himself not to behave this way anymore. The Ritva in Ksuvas Taf Memhei and the Ran in Ksuvas Tes Zayin bring down the Shita Sa'aruch that Makas Mardus is actually more chomer than Malkus Dairaisa. By Malkus Dairaisa, we know that we take a doctor and we're Oim Dinoisai, we evaluate how much he's able to be Makabal, how much Malkus his body is capable of receiving, and we never do more than that amount. However, Makas Mardus has no limit. We could be Makinoisai Achetetse Nafshai if that's what we feel he needs. That's actually the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav, Halach Yud Beis, where he talks about somebody who eats matzah Erev Pesach. You're not supposed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. And he says, Makin Oisei Makas Mardus Ad Shetetzei Nafshoi. The Meiri in Nazir Chav Gimel also says that you're Makin Oisei Ad Shei Kabla Lov Oy Shetetzei Nafshoi. The Mashmos of the Meiri is that if the person is not Makabon himself, then you keep on giving him Malkus until Shetetzei Nafshoi. Now, how is it possible that Makas Mardus could be that much more chomer than Malkus Dairaisa? This we can explain based on Reb Chaim in Menachas Daf Mem Aleph. Over there, Reb Chaim draws a distinction between Makas Mardus and Malkus Dairaisa. He explains that Malkus Dairaisa is a chiyuv on the gavra to receive Malkus. The person's oynish, the oynish that he deserves for what he did, is Malkus Arboim. Mashenke Makas Mardus is not a chiyuv on the gavra at all. It's not as if this person has an oynish that he has to receive Malkus. Rather, it's a heter to Bezdin to be Makkah the person. It's part of the authority of the Bezdin. Since this person challenged the authority of the Bezdin, they have the right to assert their authority over him. And that's why it could be even Achetetzei Nafshoi. The Malkus Dairaisa is not Achetetzei Nafshoi because the Oynish that he deserves is up until his last breath, and not inclusive. Masha'en Kain, when it's not something that the person deserves, it's something that Bezdin does in order to ensure that people aren't married on them, then it could be even Achetetzei Nafshoi. The Rashba's Shita in the Tshuvas, Chelik Dalet Simereish Samach Dalin, is that the Malkus of Makas Mardus is Lamites, is Arboim Chasarachas, just like the Makas Shal Torah, because Kol Mashatikin Rabbanan Kein Dairaisa Tikin. And that happens to be the Mashmos of Toysis in Nazir Davchof Mebeis, the Ramaskul Urb Yehuda, and the Rivash in Simit Tzadik as well. So according to what we just explained, there is actually a fundamental difference between the Shitas HaRashba and Tosfos and the Shitas that we mentioned earlier. It's not just the machlokes, whether the malchus of Machus Mardis is more chamor or equal to Machus Dairaisa. Rather, the Rashba and Tosfos understand that the din Machus Mardis is ke'en Dairaisa, meaning that it's also a din on the Gavra. And therefore we say that the oinish that we give the Gavra for dinim derabanan has to follow the same pattern as the oinish that the Gavra receives for a din Dairaisa. And that's why the Aruch and the Rambam that we mentioned are not disturbed by the fact that called the Tikkun Rabban came Dairaisa Tikkun, because this isn't the same type of takana that we could say that it's patterned after the Din Dairaisa. Like we explained, this is not an oinish that's chal on the Gavra. This is part of the authority of the Bezdin. There's another shita that actually holds that Machus Mardis is lower, is less than Machus Dairaisa, and that is the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam brought by the Shulta Giboyrim on the Mordchen Bava Basra. In the end of Perek Ches, that Machus Mardis is 13 lashes. The Mogen Avraham in Siman Tov Tzadik Vav, Sifkat and Beis, brings down this Shita as well from the Marai. Now, of course, according to Rashi, that understands that in the Havamidah we're talking about Machus Dairaisa, we understand why the Gemara in the Teretz says the words Machus Mardis Midrabanan, because what was Nischadish in the Gemara's Teretz is that it's Midrabanan. According to the other Rishonim, who learned that we knew in the Havamidah that we're talking about Malchus Midrabanan, like Tosfos explains, we didn't really have to answer in the Teretz that the Malchus is Midrabanan. We already knew that it was Midrabanan. However, we nevertheless say the words Midrabanan to show that the Siba, why we're giving the Malchus, is not because of the Aveira that the person did per se, but it's rather because the person was over on the words of the Rabbanan. Now, what exactly was the Machus Mardis for? So the Gemara explains, because Rav Mangid, Rav used to give Malchus, Manda Mekadesh Bebiah, anybody would be Mekadesh Bebiah. Rashi explains, why was he Malchus, anybody was Mekadesh Bebiah, Mishum Pritzusa. What exactly is the Pritzusa? So the Taisa Rosh explains B'Shem the Rabbeinu Tam that the Pritzus is in that the halacha is that in order to generate any Davash Be'erva, person wants to be Mekadosh and Isha, he needs to be Maimed two Edim to watch the Maisa Kedushim, because you need Edus L'Kiyume. Apishnaim Edim Yakum Davar. Since you need Edus L'Kiyume, it's Mukhach for him to set up two Edim to watch the Maisa Bia, and that's a tremendous Pritzus. However, he asks on the Rabbeinu Tam, as does Tosfos in Kedushin and Daf Yud Beis, that we see in our Gemara that a person who's boil his Yevama without Maimer is also like a Mishum Pritzus. Now, it cannot be that by Yevama the Pritzus is that they're Edim watching the Maisa Bia. Because even when he does Maimer, the person has to be Maimed Edim watching the Bia in order that he should be Koinoher Minat Torah. Because, after all, Maimer is only Koinoher Midrabanan. So in order for the Kinyan to work Minat Torah, you would have to do Bia in front of two Edim. However, the assumption that the Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos over there in Kedushin are making, that you would need two Edim to serve as Edus Lekiyam in a Maisa Bia of a Yevama, is the subject of a big Machloikas Rishonim. The Rashba and the Tshuvas in Chelek Dalet Simen Shin Chav Ches says that you do not need Edim watching the Yibam. And he says the reason is very simple. Because Isha Hiktu Loim in Hashemayim, who generates the Chalois Yibam? Is it the person who does the Chalois? Or does the person just do a Maisa and the Torah creates the Chalois? Since we know that a person is Koines Yevama, whether he was Boil or Me'oines or Beratzen, B'Shoigigu B'Mezid, he does not have to have Das to be Koineher B'Chlal. You see that it's not really the person who's generating the Chalois. In such a case, says the Rashba, you don't need Edus Lekiyam. As Rav Chanan explains in the Kovet Shiurim, in Kedushin, Simen Tzadik Aleph, this is similar to the din of Misa Sabal. We know that when a person dies, his wife becomes Muteres Lashuk. That's also a Davash Be'erva. She becomes Muter, like when you give a get. Now, when you give a get, the person is generating the chalois by Nesinas HaGet. So you have to have two Edim watching to be Edus L'Kiyume. When the person dies, do you have to have two Edim watching so that the chalois is Chal? You don't have to have two Edim watching. And don't tell me that the reason is because the heter comes from the fact that the person's not here. It's not the Maisa Misa which is Matir, because that's not true. It's before in the Gemara Kedushin that Misa is a Matir. It's Iskish to get, and it works similar to get. Yet, we do not need to have Edus Lekiyam to watch the person die. Similarly, when an Isha is Mizana Tachas Baila, we know that there is an Isser, she's Asura to her husband, whether Edim saw the Maisa Bia or not. Why don't we say that you have to have Edus Lekiyam? Says Rabbi Chanan, because the Chaloisa Isser is Memela. It's not as if the person is being poiled the Chalois with his Das al yedei the maisa. It's an automatic thing. And whenever you have an automatic thing, you don't need eidus lekiyum. And the same thing would be true, says Rav Chanan, by yibum. There's a discussion about this issue in the Mishnah Lemelech in Hilchos Yibum Perek Beis Alocha Dalid. And the Shara Melech over there as well. The Shara Melech actually brings this raya that we just said from Tosfos in Kiddushin. As does the Aruch Lener over here, Dafnun Aleph Amud Beis. So the Rabbeinu Tam, we could say, holds, like Rav Chanan explained, that you do not need Eidus Lekiyum. And this is also the position of the Amshel Shleim and Yevamis, Perek Hei, Simen Chof Hei, and the Rebbe Yehuda, Madura Tinyana, Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Mem Ches. I'll call upon him as far as the Pritzis is concerned. So according to the Rebbeinu Tam, the reason why it's considered Pritzis is because he understands, by every Mekadesh Bebiya, that it's Pritzis since you're doing it in front of Edim, and he's Mechal between a regular Maisa Bia and Yevama. Those that are asking under Rebbeinu Tam, who hold that this can't be the meaning of pritzusa, like we said, because you see that every yevama, you're supposed to have edim watching the maisa bia. They have to learn the pritzus differently. So the lashon of Taisa Tzurash is that the pritzus is that he's oisa tchilas kinyanai bibia. As the Ritva explains in Kedushin, he's nire ka'oise derech znus. It's not the normal way to go into a marriage with a woman. First you do the maisa, and then you do the bia afterwards. To do tchilas kinyanai aide bia is pritzus. It looks more like a maisa's nus than two people living together as man and wife. Tosfos over here in the Ramaschul de Mekadesh Bebiya says this also. They say b'shem the Rabbeinu Tam, but as the Marsha points out, this is not the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, as we explained already, and he points out that in Kedushin you see that it's the Ri who argues in the Rabbeinu Tam, and like the Cheshek Shlomo says, there's a Tos Sefer, and the correct Girsa in our Tosfos is Ri instead of Rabbeinu Tam. One of the people that Rav used to give Malkus to is Man de Mevatel Gita. Now, Rashi in Kedushin, and if you base him a base, the Bar Maschil Uman, says that we're talking about a person who sent a get Biyad Shliach, and he went and was Mevatel the get in front of the Shliach. Now, we have a chash that the Shliach is going to go and give the get after the Baal was Mevatel the get, and the Isha is not going to know that the get is batal, and she'll turn out an Isha who is Mizana, Tachas Baila, because she's not divorced. She's going to get married. Tosfos over there asks that how could you be choshish that the shliach is going to be over bemezid and be machshel a woman with the get pasul? Furthermore, asks the Rashba over there that if anyone deserves to be nilke, anybody deserves to get malchus, it would be the shliach and not the Baal, because the shliach is the one who did the avla. The Baal was just mevatel the get. Therefore, they understand, Tosfos in the Rashba, that we're talking about a person who is mevatel the get in front of Edim, shaloi b'fnei ha-shliach. And the chashash is that the shliach won't hear about the bitla get, and then he's going to give her the get, and she'll get married, and it's going to be an eishes ish, who's mezanat tachas baila. Now this happens to be a machloikus between Rebbe and Rav Shmuel Gamliel in Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel. According to Rebbe, bitl helps shaloi b'fnei ha-shliach. However, Rabbi Yosef holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that the bittel doesn't help in such a case. And that's actually the shita of Rav on the Flamed Gimel and Gittin as well. So there won't be any michshel, because the get really is not bittel. So based on this, Tosfos over here in our sugya, and Tosfos in the Rashba and Kedushin as well, explain that the malchus Rav was giving was only because of laz. When the person's mevatel the get, even though it's not effective, he cannot be mevatel the get, shaloi b'fnei ha-shliach, since he's being moitzi laz on a get. People are going to say that it's not kosher, and they'll even accuse the children of being mamzerim, so that's why Rav would give malchus to the person. Another person who Rav used to give malchus to is man de pakir shlucha de rabbanan. Rashi is goyris de mispakir, which means, Rashi says, that he's heyiz panav lahatris al shliach bezdin. In other words, he talked with tremendous chutzpah to the shliach bezdin. Tosfos brings down a different girsa, man de mitzayir shlicha de rabbanan, and that's actually the girsa that Rashi has in Kedushin and Daf Yud Beis. However, over there, as Tosfos brings down, Rashi explains shlicha de rabbanan to mean shliach bezdin. But Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos understands that we're not dafka talking about a shliach bezdin. Somebody who's mitzayir shliach of a Talmud Chacham, he gets malchus. Like the Gemara says in Kedushin, Daf Ayin, De Shamte Rav Yehuda Lahu Tavcha De Tzir Shluchai. Rav Yehuda was Shamet, he put into a nidoy a certain person who was Mitzair his Shliach. Tosfos says, even though that's a little bit more chamer than giving Malchus to the person, but he says maybe Rav Yehuda was Machmar on him because he was Mevazeh Rav Yehuda himself. Now, although Rashi over there also explains the shliach to be a shliach bezdin, he understands the avla that the person did as being something else. Over here, he acted with chutzpah towards the shliach bezdin. Rashi over there says that he got up and he hit the shliach. The Rishonim don't agree with the Rashi is explaining because, number one, they say that Lashon Mitzaer is not really Mashmid, it was Makim Biadayim. It sounds more like he bothered him. Furthermore, if he actually hit him, then he deserves to get hit because he hit him, even if he wasn't a Shliach Bezdin. Another person who Rav felt deserved Malkus was somebody who lived in the house of his father-in-law. Rashi Kedushin explains the reason for that is because the person could be Nichshel in Znus with his mother-in-law. Mothers-in-law usually love their sons-in-law. As Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yigimel Amud Aleph, Hevi Zohir Be'ishtecha Mechasna Harishayin. There's a Beferish Gemara later on in Yevamis as well, that a mother-in-law usually loves her son-in-law. She hates her daughter-in-law, but she loves her son-in-law. So that means that Rashi is understanding that our Gemara is talking about the son-in-law living in his father-in-law's house after he gets married. That's the Lashon of the Rambam, Hilchzisuri Bia, Perek Chof Aleph Halachetes Vav, that we're talking about after his marriage. However, in the Tosfos Riyazakin and Kiddushin, he asks that according to the way Rashi and the Rambam are learning, it would have been much more appropriate to say somebody who lives in his mother-in-law's house. Why does it talk about living in his father-in-law's house? What happens, he says, if this father-in-law is an alman? There is no mother-in-law. The lashon of living in his father-in-law's house sounds like that it's usser, and according to their time, it shouldn't be usser. Therefore, the way that Tosfos Riyazakin learns is that we're talking about a chassan who is already mekadesh a woman, but he hasn't yet done nisuin. He's not allowed to live in his father-in-law's house, meaning where his future nisua lives, his current wife, because of pritzis, and this is shayach even if his father-in-law is an alman. Now, it would seem that Tosfos in Dibra Maschil Hadar also understands like Rashi and the Rambam and not like Tosfos Riyazakin. Because Tosfos over here says, Hadar bebeis chamev, anan samchinan anahardoi da amri bekulu loimangin rav. We are samich anahardoi who say that in all of these things, Rav did not give malchus, ela amanda mekadesh bebiya. What he seems to be saying is that it was prevalent for a person to live bebeis chamev in his father-in-law's house. And he's bothered. Well, how come we allow people to live in their father-in-law's house? Rav says that you're not allowed to, and you see a malchus for it. Now, if we're talking about a chassan after kedushin but before nisuin, that wasn't so prevalent. What Tosfos means is that it was the custom for a person after his marriage to live for some time in his father-in-law's house. So Tosfos says that we're soymich on what it says in our sugya, according to Nardoi, Rav didn't give malchus, and he says, "B'shal soifrim halech achar amekel," which is interesting because Nardoi just say that Rav didn't give malchus for it. But Tosfos is understanding that halech achar amekel, that you're allowed to be mekel, which means that he understands Nardoi was matured entirely. Tosfos in Kiddushin gives a different reason, even according to the shittas that hold like Rav, that since they used to live there because of the Tosfos Hanah, that they allowed them to live free of rent, there's a hechacha that they're not living there because of the mother-in-law, rather for the other Tosfos Hanah that they received. Which is a very interesting thing, because that makes it sound like that according to Tosfos, the problem with living there is not because we're worried he's going to be nichshal. Because if the problem is that we're worried that he's going to be nichshal in his mother-in-law, then what does it help that there's a hechacha that the reason why he's living there is because of the Tosfos Hanah? I don't care why he's living there, I'm worried that he's going to be nichshal. It must be that Tosfos understood a little bit differently, that the problem of the mother-in-law is that it looks like he's there to be near his mother-in-law, and that's similar to the other things that are aser mishum pritzusa. And that would explain why it made its way into this list. So if we have a hechacha that he's there for a different purpose, there's no longer pritzusa. The Gemara brings a braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Ketzad Maimer. How is Maimer done? Nasan la kesef o shava kesef. If he gave her kesef or shava kesef, and like Rashi explains, he said to her, iskatshili b'maimer yevamin, then she becomes his wife, midrabbanan. Rashi says, va'afagav de yoev lamidi, lav kedushin gemurin hein, ke kedushay Torah. Since he said to her, iskatshili, Rashi's bothered, why doesn't that make her a full-fledged wife? Why do we say that it's only maimer? And Rashi's answer is as follows. He says, lav kedushin gemurin hein, ke kedushay Torah, shaharei, ein kedushin toifsin be'eshes ach. Kedushin is not toifis in an Eishes Ach. V'atoyer lo yitirasa loy le'aseis ki isha nachris el kaseder ha-mitzvah. So Rashi is telling us that a regular Kedushin would not be toifis with this woman, because we know Kedushin is not toifis by Chayve Krisis. Now Rabbi Chanan in the Kovitz Ha'aris brings a raya from this Rashi to his famous Yesoid. We know that in every Chayve Krisis there are two things. There is the Aveira, the Maisa Bia is an Aveira, and aside from the Aveira, Kedushin is not toifis. We paskin like the Mandi Yomer that the Kedushin is not toifis by Chayve Krisis. And the question is, the fact that Kedushin is not toifis by Chayve Krisis, is that a product of the Aveira, that since this woman is usher to him, therefore Kedushin is not toifis, or is it a product of something else? From this Rashi you see that it cannot be a product of the Aveira, because this woman is muteres to him bebia. He's allowed to be boil her. It's actually a mitzvah to be boil her. So al karchach you see that the fact that Kedushin is not toifis by chayve krisis is independent of the Aveira. The reason why Kedushin is not toifis is because the shame erva is goyrim that she cannot become your wife. Which means that the shame erva causes two separate things. The shame erva is the siba, why there's an iser bia, but it's the shame erva which is meinea tfisas kedushin. And it's possible to have one without the other. There are actually rayas that you can have the shame erva creating an iser bia without creating the lack of tfisas kedushin. And this Rashi is a raya to the opposite yisoid, that it's possible that the shame erva remains le'inyin, the lack of tfisas kedushin, even if the shame erva is not goyrin for an iser bia. Rashi is saying that the Torah didn't take away the shame erva. She's still eshes ach, but the Torah gave you a heter bia, which functions as a maisa yibum. However, take a look in the Avne Meluim in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet. He has a different way of learning this Rashi. Now, from the lashon of this brisa, Keitzad Maimer, Nosan LeKesef Oishav Kesef, the Rishonim, the Rif, the Rosh, the Ran, are medayik, that the brisa is going like Beis Shammai in Kedushin, who holds that it's not enough to be Mekadosh an Isha with the Shava Pruta. According to Beis Hillel, it should have said, Nasan Pruta Shava Pruta. Based on this, the Yashrish Yaakov asks an incredible question. He says, then it comes out this price is like Beis Shammai. So why does Rashi say that Maimer and Nesinis Kesef is not Kedushin Gemurim? If we're going like Shidas Beis Shammai, Maimer is Koine Kenyan Gomer. He answers that Rashi is Lashitase. He holds that Maimer, according to Beis Shammai, is only Koine Medrabanan. Even though Beis Shammai says Lashon, it's Koine Kenyan Gomer, but it's not a Kenyan Torah like the other Rishonim learn, Bedas Beis Shammai. Now the Braisa continues, Bishtar Ketzad. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean Bishtar Ketzad? Kiram Maran, like the Gemara says in Kedusha, Kosov Lo Al Niyar, Oyal Acheres, Afishem Bishar Pruta Re'am Kudeshesli. There's no question Bishtar Ketzad. Just like we didn't ask about Kesef or Shove Kesef. Answers Abaya that the Gemara wasn't asking Bishtar Ketzad, the Shtar of Maimer. Rather, the Gemara was dealing with the Shark Suba. Hachikamer, Shtark Subas Yevamin Ketzad. How does the Shtark Subas Yevamin have to look? The Gemara explains that you have to write Anoa Ploini Bar Ploinis Kabilis Yas Ploinis Yevimti Alai Lozen or Lefarnsa Kuroi Ubilvad Shetehek Subas Al Nichse Bailo Arishin. That there's something different about the Shtar Ksuba of a Yavam, since it's the Nechasim of the deceased husband that's supposed to be supporting her. Yilesla Mirishin, if she doesn't have enough to be supported. From the first one, then Tkinul Arabana Mishain. But that's the reason why we asked the question Mishtar Ketzad, because we're referring to the Shtar Ksuba of a Yavam. Now the Rif and the Rambam, when they bring down Din Maimer, they do not mention at all the Din of Maimer Bishtar. Explains the Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar that the reason why they didn't mention anything about it is because it's not common. The Olam is not Noeg Lekadesh with a Shtar, and therefore there's no point in discussing it. However, in the Bir Agra, in Evin Ezer Simit Kuf Samach Vav Sivkot and Hay, he understands that they left it out Bedafka, because they hold that there's no such thing as Kedushe Maimer Bishtar. And that means that when Abaya explained Hachikamer Shtar Ksubas Yivam and Ketzad, he wasn't just coming to explain why the Braisa was talking, since it's Pashit, how your Mekadosh Bishtar. Rather, at that point, the Gemara is being chayzer, and it says, Shtar Ksubas Yevamin Ketzad, the Braisa is Lehedya coming and saying there's no such thing as Kedushe Maimer Bishtar, since the Olam is not Noik. And that's why the Braisa switches the topic to Shtar Ksuba. La'alacha, the Mechaber and the Ramah Paskin, that you can be Mekadesh Kedushe Maimer Bishtar. The Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hare Amru, Amar Echad Lelavlar, Ksoiv Get Laru Sossi, Lichshech Nesena Agarshena, Hare Ze Get, Bipnesha Biyada Ligarsha. If a person goes over to a cipher and he says, write a get for my Arusa, and that will help that for when the time that I'm Kainasar, after Nisuin, I'm going to divorce her, the get is a good get, because even now he could divorce her. He doesn't have to wait till after Nisuin to give a get. So the get works. Uleisha ba'alma ain't a get. We also know, says Rami Bar Chama, this is a given, that if a person writes a get, he goes to the cipher and says, write a get for a plainness, a woman that I'm not married to. and the get should work, le'inyin, that when I'm kineser, after I marry her, then the get will make her divorced, then ain't a get. This get is not a valid get. It's not b'yodai to be megarish her now. And Rami Bar Chama has a shayla l'gabi yevimtai, because there is a zikas yivim. So do we say, kiven da agida be karusa se damya, maybe she has a din like arusa, and the get would be a get. I do ma kiven lay ove ba maimer, since there was no maimer yet, loy. And he leaves it with a teku. So we see from Rami Bar Chama that it does not help to go over to a sefer and to write a get for a woman who has no level of ishus whatsoever. Now we have to understand what exactly is the reason for this and what exactly is the nidain legabi yavama. This is a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Per Gimel Alacha Vav says as follows. Amar l'soifer, a guy goes to a soifer and he says, k'soiv get l'ploinis, write a get for so-and-so, for a certain woman, v'yiyeh imi, and I'll hold on to this get, l'ch'she'asa'ena agarshenuboy, I'll have a handy get, I'll be able to divorce her after I marry her. V'nichtav, and it was written, v'nosa, and then he married her, v'girshaboy, and he divorced her with this get, ain't a get. Mipnei, shaloi hoisa bas gerushin mimenu, kishenichtav get ze. The woman was not yet a bas gerushin mimenu when the get was written. Vinimtza shenichtav shaloi l'shem gerushin. The Rambam tells us that the chsaron over here is in the lishma. It was not written l'shem gerushin. That's Lashon Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar as well. Hoyul ubisha shenichtav loi hoisa bas gerushin, have a kinichtav shaloi l'shem gerushin. The Lashon of the Mardcha in Ois Memhei is Ein ksivasei klum mishum de das habal beinon mishum v'kasav lo lishma. V'kasav lo lishma has to be written l'shem a certain woman, and that requires das habal. The Baal can't have das on a woman who's not yet his wife. However, there are many rishonim that understand that the chsaron is not a chsaron in lishma. The Ramban, for example, says shekiven she'ein biyodei legarsha, ein biyodei lasos shliach legarish. Since he doesn't have the ability to be megarish this woman, he cannot appoint a shliach to be megarish, and therefore he says v'nasek kmishaloi amar l'soifer k'soiv ule'edim chasumu. It's as if he did not tell the soifer to write the get and to the edim to sign it. That's the lashon of the Ritva as well. The kiven de ein biyodei ligarsha ein shlichusay shel achshav shlichus klal velikarinan be vekasav vinosan. What the Ramban and the Ritva are saying is that we know there's a special halacha that the baal has to write the get. It says vekasav vinosan. He cannot be divorce her with the get that he didn't write. The reason why it helps when he goes to a sofer and has the sofer at the get is because the sofer is working b'shlichusay. The sofer is his agent to write the get. So it's considered as if the Baal himself wrote the get. However, somebody who right now is not biyodei legarsha, it's impossible for him to be memana a shliach to write that get. So it's not considered as if he himself wrote the get. Tosfos and the Rosh also don't mention a word about lishma, and many achroinim, such as the Avni Meluim in Simon Lamed Hei, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, the Karen Oira, the Meraim Yisoda over here, explain that Tosfos argues on the Rambam. Tosfos holds that the tam is not because it's not lishma, rather the chsaron is a chsaron in shlichus. And therefore, they want to say that if the baal would write the get himself and not send a shliach to write the get, then it would be a get kosher. It's just a chsaron that you cannot appoint a shliach for something that you cannot yet do. According to the Rambam and the Rishonim that hold like him, that the chsaron is a chsaron in lishma, even if the baal were to write the get, there would be a problem with lishma, because you cannot designate a get for a woman that's not yet your wife. But if the chsaron is a chsaron in shlichas, like the other Rishonim are saying, then if the Baal himself were to write the get, then it would be okay. However, we have to be ma'ir on the aforementioned achroinim, that their understanding, like we said before, that there is a din shlichus in get, because it has to be written on the part of the Baal. And that's why he has to make a shlich, has to point a shliach to write the get. Now that in and of itself is machlokes Rishonim in Gittin. The Rashba and the Ramban in Gittin are of the opinion that you do not need shlichus by get. The reason why you have to have the tzivi abal is only because of lishma, in order the get should be written lishma. And therefore, when the Rishonim, at least the Ramban or the Rashba, who also uses the lashon over here of shlichus, when they use that terminology, it has to be lavdafk. It doesn't mean because you need shlichus. It really is another way of saying lishma, because they hold that there is no inyan of shlichus. It's only an inyan that you have to be mitzavim so that it should be lishma. In which case, it would come out that there really is no machlokes Rishonim. But yesh la'ayin, as we said, all of the achroinim that we mentioned earlier, the gedolei achroinim, seem to hold that there is a machlokes about this issue. Now, just in order to understand, what do we mean when we say there's a chsaron of lishma? I mean, after all, the ksiva was made for the gerushin of this particular woman. Why is there a problem of lishma? The answer is because there's a very simple yisoid, which is a very basic yisoid in Hilchas Lishma. Lishma does not mean mere kavana. Rather, lishma means to designate something for a certain purpose. This you see from many sugyas that deal with the issue of lishma, both in lishma legabe kodshim, according to some rishonim, in the sugya of ibud lishma by tefillin, and the din of ksiva lishma by get. It all means an inyan of being miyached, an item for a specific purpose. And you cannot be miyached the get for the purpose of a woman who is not yet your wife. Because Kozman, she's not your wife, the object is clearly not miyuchid for that purpose, because you cannot divorce with it. So it's not like we could say that it's oimid for that purpose. Now, we mentioned that both the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ahar and the Mardechai understand that the reason why the Baal cannot write a get before he marries her is because there's a psul of lishma. However, there is a machlokes between the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ahar and the Mardechai legabe the halacha. If a Baal were to tell a sofer that he should write the get, and the sofer actually wrote the get after the Baal married this woman, according to the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ahar, it's fine. The get is kosher because it was written at a time that it was possible to be megarish. However, the Mardechai says that this would not be considered a get. And he says, even if you don't need shlichas for the ksivas haget, nevertheless, the tava of the Baal to the sofer was meaningless, because at the time that he asked the sofer to write the get, she wasn't his wife yet. So it seems that the Mardechai understands that the sofer cannot create a lishma in a get. He cannot make the get designated for the purpose of divorcing this woman without a tzivui from the Baal. And if the tzivui of the Baal at the time that he gave that tzivui was meaningless, then he doesn't have the koyach which would enable him to be miyached the get for the gerushin of this isha. According to Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ahar, the role that the tzivui of Baal plays is merely a gilui milsa, that he wants to divorce her. If he doesn't have a tziva from the Baal, then he doesn't have the idea that the Baal wants to divorce his wife. But he himself is the one who's capable of designating the get to divorce this woman. And therefore, if at the time that he wrote the get, the isha was already married to the man, then it's fine. Then the sofer is capable of writing a get, because at that time, he could write it lishma. Masha'enkein, according to the Mardechai, that's not the role that the tziva of Baal plays. It's not merely a gilui milsa. Rather, it's part and parcel of what's necessary in order for the get to be considered designated for this purpose. Without the tzivei Baal, then it's not considered designated. The sofer cannot designate it on his own for the purpose of divorcing this man and woman. Once we have this machloikes, perhaps we can come back and explain that that is really the machloikes between the Rambam and the Ramban that we mentioned earlier. We saw that there were Rishonim that learned that the chsaron is not a chsaron in lishma, rather it's a chsaron in shlichas. However, we said that it is problematic to say that it's really a chsaron in shlichas, because many of those Rishonim hold you don't need shlichas by get, such as the Ramban and the Rajba. You don't have to have a shliach write the get on your behalf. The only reason why you have to send a shliach is to make it lishma. And therefore, we asked the Gedolei Achrayim, who said that there is a machloikis, that there doesn't seem to be a machloikis. However, in light of this new discovery with the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ahar and the Mardechai, we could say very simply that there is a machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds that the chsaron is only chsaron in lishma, meaning that the sofer doesn't have the power to designate a get to divorce this man and woman unless they are married already. So it's strictly a chsaron in lishma. The Ramban and the Rajba agree that it's a chsaron in lishma, but the chsaron in lishma does not start with the sofer. It starts with the tzivui of the Baal, because part of what makes the sofer's ksiva designating this get for the divorce is the fact that he was given the tzivui on part of the Baal to write it, and that enables him to create that designation. Even if you do not need shlichus, you still don't have the koyach to designate a get for a specific man or woman unless that person gave the tzivui. And that's why the Ramban and the Rajba use the lashon and shlichas. They don't mean because you need shlichas, but they mean that the lishma aspect that is lacking here already predates the sofer's ksiva. It starts with the shlichas that the Baal gave to the sofer. And the nafkamina, of course, would be in the case that we mentioned. What happens if the tzivui was given by the Baal when he was not yet married to her, and the sofer went and wrote the get when they already were married? According to the Rambam, that the chsaron is strictly with the lishma, that the sofer cannot designate the get for somebody that's not married. In this case, they were already married when he wrote the get. Masha'enkein, according to the Ramban and the Rajba, who say that the chsaron is a chsaron in shlichas, even if their shita is that you do not have to have shlichas for ksivas haget, Nevertheless, in our case, the fact that he told the Sofer to write it before they were married would create a chsarn l'shma, because the tzivoy is a necessary step in creating something l'shma. If you don't have his tzivoy, then you're not capable of designating this get for that purpose. Now, the Rishonim discuss what exactly is the tzad that a yavam is capable of telling the Sofer to write the get before his miyabim is yavama. After all, it's not possible for him to divorce her before he actually is kainas her. So it should be more similar to the case of somebody who wants a Sofer to write a get for a woman that he hasn't yet married. So Tosfos, B'Shem Duri, and the Tos Yishonim, the Tos Rosh, the Ramban, and the Rashba explain that the Gemara's suffik is if the get helps midrabanan. Because after all, midrabanan, it is possible for a yavam to give a yavama a get. And the nafkamina would be if she would become nifsala l'kahuna. So wait a minute. So then what is the tzad to say that the get is no good? It's exactly like a case of somebody who has the capabilities to divorce the woman, like an arusa. We said that if the man is already married to her, if she's mekudeshes to him, then it is biyad l'garsha, and then certainly the get helps. So here, as far as the derabbanan d'kegerushin is concerned, it is biyad l'garsha now. So what would be the tzad to say that it is ineffective when he writes it now? So the Tosfos Rosh explains, and other Rishonim seem to go along the same lines, that since this person's intention was to use a gerushin gemurin, he wanted to be matir l'shuk with this get, and that's something that he cannot do while she's a yavama, before he's kainaser. So the get doesn't even have reyach a get, it won't even pass l'kahuna. Because when you have a get gomer that's meant for gerushin, and that get is not chal, then it's not even reyach a get. It's similar to what the Gemara said before, that if you would just give an isha a niyar ba'alma, so it doesn't pass l'kahuna either. Here, the person's intention was to give her a get gomer, because he said, when I'm kainaser, she should be divorced, and she be muteres l'shuk. That he can't do now with the get. No matter what, she needs chalitzer to go l'shuk. So therefore, it wouldn't even have a dindra banan to pass l'kahuna. So this is all according to the first Mahal, the Mahal of Rishonim that understand that the whole suffix of the Gemara is whether the get helps midrabanan to pass or l'kahuna. Even though there was a zikas yibam at the time that he had the get written, like we said, since his das at the time that he wanted the get written was for a real get, and he did not yet have the koyach to give a real get because he wasn't yet kainaser, so the get has no value whatsoever according to one side in the Gemara. A second mahalach in the Rishonim is Tosfos in the Tosfos Rosh B'Shem the Rivam. They explain that the shaila of the Gemara is legabi being mafkia maimer, because the person wrote the get before maimer, and then he did maimer, and he was megarisher from the maimer with this get. And the shaila is, could this get be mafkia the maimer? Because on the one hand, even before the maimer, he has the ability to give the get for the zika and to pass her liyibum. But on the other hand, since right now he's not yet capable of giving get to the maimer itself, because the maimer hasn't yet been chal, you can only give a get lezikasai, perhaps it's impossible for him to write the get. A third mahalach in the Rishonim is the Rashba and the Ritva, who explain as follows. They say, kiven da agida bei dvar Torah, she is attached to him midaraisa, umin shemaya akdu lo nele, the Torah was makta her to him, ka arusasahi, she is like his arusa, vehoyel ubiyodoi lehatira l'shuk b'chalitza, since he has the koyach to be makta her l'shuk with chalitza, biyodoi lase shliach afilu ala get, it's possible for him to make a shliach even for the get, u shlichas baal karinam bay, it's considered shlichas baal. FLP she'ein biyadoi lehatira beget mamish. It's not biyadoi to be matar with a get mamish. Oy dilma, or perhaps kiven she'ein biyadoi legasha beget mamish ki isha da almahi. So you see that they're understanding that since this is a woman who has some sort of shaychas to him, she has an attachment to him, and it's possible for him to be matar her l'shuk b'chalitza, so there is meaning in the baal being memana ashliach to write the get. And in the terms that we expressed before, that these shitas hold you don't need shlichas by a get, so it only plays into the lishma that the sofer is writing, you could still explain it. Because the lishma takes effect if the baal has shaychas to the woman that he is telling the sofer to write the get for. Since, I'll call upon him, there is shaychas between him and this woman, midai raisa, there is meaning when he goes to the sofer and it's not considered like a get that's designated for a totally strange woman. So the shaila is, do you have to have biyada legarsha beget, or is it enough to have a biyada legarsha with chalitza as well, because that shows that there is shaychas between him and the woman? A fourth pshat could be found in the Rosh. The Rosh in Simen Hei in the Psakim and in the Taisa Rosh as well. He explains that the suffix the Gemara is, does it help to be Megarish, a Yivama who you were kindest with Yibam, through a get that was written before the Yibam, because even prior to the Yibam, it was Biyadai Lavay Aleha, to be boil her Bal Karcha, and then to be Megarish her and to be Matar Lashuk. So everything is really dependent on him. If we're looking for Biyadai, it may not be Biyadai Legarsha immediately, but it's Biyadai Legarsha if he goes and is boil her Bar Karcha, and then it's Biyadai Legarsha. Hilkach, he says, that side would say that's Karus Asay Damya. Oidilma calls Manchlei Asamaimer, Vloy Baalea, Ki Isha Acheres Dami. We can explain that suffix very simply. If what you need is that the get should be designated at the time that it's written for divorcing a specific woman, a woman who's not married to him, it cannot be designated right now to divorce that woman because she's not yet married to him. So if the chsaron lishma is mitzad the get, mitzad the cheftza of the get itself cannot be designated for this woman. But if the chsaron lishma is mitzad the gavra, that when the gavra contacts the soifer, it cannot be that he has in mind to divorce a woman that is not married to him, it could be that when he has the control to get the woman married to him, then it's already considered a serious minoy shlichus. A woman off the street, even the gavra doesn't have any thoughts about divorcing her, so there's no real lishma, because she's not tachash litasei, and it's not like he has the ability to force her to be married to him. A woman who he could force being married to him, and plans on doing so, is not as removed from his mind as a woman from the shuk. So mitzad the gavra, there's no problem of lishma.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.